Hey, you are listening to The Workplace Leader. This is the podcast where we go behind the scenes of corporate real estate, talking to industry experts about how they shape the next generation workplace.
Hi there, I'm on my own again, thinking about what we discussed last week with Timothy from the Lego Group. And what I found, I think, most intriguing was his concept of the six layers of workplace experience.
When I talk about workplace experience, I actually talk about six layers. So I start with the functional layer, which is the kind of architectural layer, the physical space, the furniture that go into that space. On top of that, we then have the operational layer. So how are things actually working in the site? And then on top of that, you have a digital layer, because we often forget that obviously IT is a huge part of the workplace experience. Then on top of that, we have the inspiring environment. So that's really where a workplace becomes not just a physical space, but really is a place that showcases the values and the principles of that company. So for me, it's where I know that I work for the Lego Group and not just any other company. Then on top of that, we have our benefits and services. What kind of things might you offer in your workplace? And then finally, we have community building and engagement, which looks at how do people connect both internally in the company, but also externally to its local community.
What that means to me is actually that allows you to untangle a bit of what makes employee experience at the workplace sites, because there's for sure other factors that lead into that, that come more from the HR side, the benefits, and from the team and leaders aspect as well. But looking at it from a workplace aspect. And what it also means in consequence is that there's always something you can do. There's always a lever that you can use to make things better. Because what I've been thinking about and remembering actually was that when I started my first job as a facility manager, one of my biggest problems was budget constraints. Because, well, at the company level, there was a huge portfolio and each side got a share of budget. And then with that budget, you had to run all your projects. And those included very necessary maintenance projects, because that was an existing portfolio of buildings that the company owned. And on the other end, the things that the customers, the employees that worked in the buildings would see, like renovating, exchanging the floors, putting new paints on the walls, and these kind of things. And we oftentimes had to decide what we would do if we could push out, for example, certain maintenance further to do more of the employee experience parts, or the things that people see actually and feel that you're doing or not. And in some cases that did lead to frustration with our internal customers, because they didn't understand why the company wouldn't invest the money to make their workplace nicer. And to a certain degree, I do get that notion, because if you're working in a building, and I think I've mentioned in my last rundown that I've worked in a couple of not so nice buildings also, and it's just really not appealing. You don't understand why your employer doesn't care, because you're putting in the hours. You are doing your best to do a good job. Why can't they do that for you and give you an appropriate workplace that you like to come to? And that's an, I say, the budget restrictions always a problem in corporate real estate. And it's probably something that you can't go around. But that's why I like the six layers so much. Because even if you have at the base layer, at the base building, a certain level of things, may that be your own building or a building that you have rented a while ago and that you are still stuck in a lease in, even if you can't change much about that, there's other things you can do. And you can start to try and identify what those super drivers are for the employee experience, what your colleagues care most about. and what would help them see that their employer cares about their experience as a first step. And I think we talked about these super drivers with Agne as well from Colliers in that episode, where she said that one of the surprising things is that restrooms is one of the super drivers. And I do see that the restrooms need to be at a certain level, look a certain way. Think about all the airports you've been to and all the kinds of restrooms that are there. Sometimes they're really nice ones, and sometimes there are some where you're like, do you really need to go? And if you have one of those kind at your workplace, that's really a problem, because you do need to go, and then that's really, really not nice. So actually, in my facility manager role, that was one of the first things we'd usually do sanitary renovations, and then look at the kitchen areas, because that's the places that people go a lot, and where they also, now for the kitchen more than the bathrooms, mingle with their colleagues and stay and talk. So that should be a pleasing place to be. And the next thing is, of course, and one of the rather simple things, putting paint on the wall. Although if you scale that up, that can become really pricey as well. And then thinking about it, what I do think as well, though, is if you don't get those basic super drivers right, it doesn't really help to add on that technology level, for example, the tools. You can't put like the nicest AV in a shitty base building. That will just not match expectations. And people will actually question the decisions you make, whether that makes sense. Because for them, the base stuff probably is more important than having the fanciest AV in there. It just seems misdirected and a mismatch of expectations. And that kind of will have an impact on the real estate market in the future as well. Because when you think of that layers concept, and I'm excusing for saying layers so much in this rundown, the base building is something that oftentimes the landlords will provide. And for them to be attractive players on the market and valid options for corporations, they need to do part of that job. They will not get Class B or C buildings off the market anymore without doing a certain investment themselves of bringing them up to speed. So there needs to be some clever redevelopment to match that employee experience expectations. And that's something that Sheila mentioned in the episode that we just had after the summer break, that you can use certain areas more cleverly and integrate them into the employee's journey, similar to the way you talk about a customer journey in a shop, because where they come in is the reception area. And then they walk the skid staircase. And then in that same token, the kitchen area and the bathrooms play their part. And what it means for companies, like if you look at your portfolio, is that you kind of need to map down for your assets where they are standing in terms of workplace experience on that different layers. And I would actually say, to be truly able to assess where you are, you need to have been on site. You need to understand for yourself what it looks like, what it feels like to be in this building, and to ask yourself honestly as well, if you would want to work in there, if you could make that work. And the truth is, not all corporations have the funds to do the same that Lego did, or the same that, I don't know, Google does, and a couple of the other flashy companies that are in the media all the time. But we all have the means to do the little things, to show that the company cares, to show that you as a colleague care. And that might be on that layer where you foster the community and offer certain events programs or just get-togethers, giving people space sometimes to form those groups, to have like a learning group or these kind of things. And sometimes it just might be providing a decent coffee. So I do want to end it here. I think that's a great concept to have a look at where you stand at different locations, because obviously assets come into your portfolio at different points in time and your internal guidelines around workplace experience will have been differently in different times. So you can have a look there, look at what your requirements are now, where you are lagging behind, where people might miss some commitment from your end, and where you can help that with adjusting a couple of things and tapping into the drivers of employee experience. Thanks for listening. If you have enjoyed this episode of The Workplace Leader, there's more. Go visit our blog and have a look at some of the other topics we have covered. Or tune into our next episode of The Workplace Leader.